Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You know, you can be all the things you've always wanted to be. Beautiful, sexy, easy as 1, 2, 3.
Just let your soul go, just let it shine through, just let your soul go, baby.
I'm Mouse Jones.
I'm Mac Wilds.
I'm Fly Ra.
And we are the guys next door.
Wow, Ryan. I like that. Coming back in. You back in with it. I like that.
We're having
a good time today.
I'm in better spirits, you know?
Oh, okay. That's what it is. When it's just your brothers, you want to be regular, but
when company around.
You always got to clean up when company comes into the neighborhood. All right.
What's the fastest you ever cleaned up before a woman came over?
No time, because I probably
It was downstairs. I cleaned
up. I probably didn't clean up. If I didn't have enough time, the essentials, the necessities, no other hairs in the bed.
The lint, when you gotta hit your pillow with the lint roller.
With the lint roller? Yeah.
Nah, I get the camera on the cell phone with the light and I just look. Women are very women look harder than you think. So you gotta get the camera and go across the whole bed just to make sure there's no hair.
as y'all can hear, as y'all already know probably from the description, y'all know we have a guest today. Two of our favorites. So we might as well jump right into it. You guys are in for a special treat, especially the Hakeems of the guys next door, the neighborhood. You moochers, you freeloaders who don't pay for Patreon. Y'all just get the free shit that we release every week. Y'all some broke ass niggas and y'all need to do better, but I ain't gonna judge y'all. Y'all get lucky today because we are joined by the City Girls. City Girls, what's going on?
What's up?
What's up, y'all? It's the City Girls.
Oh my God. My heart is just so excited.
Keep smiling.
look, I ain't even gonna play with y'all. Y'all gonna act like y'all don't remember me? Yeah. Let me get in my light, because you know, y'all gonna act like y'all don't remember this nigga face. Now my skin has always been luscious and beautiful.
We ready to talk. We ready to get this interview over like in 10 minutes. Five.
Are you seeing you still don't Matt, I'm a show them the video. They're going to recognize me after this. I know.
Hold on. Let me see if I got this video. Let me see.
Show the video.
We're going to go to the video because y'all acting like y'all don't know it, brother. Y'all acting like y'all don't know me.
We're going to go to the video. Let me grab this video real fast.
I hope she remember you after this video. If she don't, then.
I would understand if she didn't. She probably.
Y'all playing with me.
Y'all ain't going to ask us no questions. Y'all playing around.
We about to get you. Listen, we got you. It's like foreplay.
Yeah, somebody who beat around the bush. We got City Girls.
We know you the City Girl, but we the guys next door. So we got to meet in the middle.
City Girls, so when we meet people, we just scrape X or whatever we want. And we want to interview.
Mouse. I like that. Look at that. You going to act like you don't remember that? You going to act like... You gonna act like you don't remember that?
Was I there? Yeah. Boy, you know how many people we saw today.
But I got your feet in my hand. So just,
that's me.
I know that I got you. You act like you don't remember.
Yeah, I remember you.
She don't care about that.
She wanna hear something.
I remember you. Now that you show, I remember.
This ain't right. That ain't right. I won't hold it against nobody. How about how y'all?
baby. What's up? We miss you. Only you out of everybody on this thing. It's all about you.
I ain't meet y'all. That's
cool with me. That works for me. I like being lied to. That works for me. no, how y'all feeling though? Deadass. Like, how y'all feel? We know it's a pandemic, but y'all still at the top of the, y'all at the top of the charts right now. Y'all got the Pussy Talk record out. Y'all got Flued out. Y'all got motherfucking, Job. That ain't been no fucking joke out here. Everybody, all the ladies been twerking to that and trying to ruin niggas' summers to that. So how are y'all right now?
So how's what? I'm sorry. You broke up.
How are y'all feeling right now? Missed all this pandemic, but y'all still finding a way to be successful. How y'all feeling about that?
Excited, motivated, ready for what's next. Like, we just, you know, learning how to cope with the pandemic, or learning how to cope with the new, you know, order of life with the mask and certain people not coming out, certain people coming out. We just learning how to deal with.
Yeah, we still, you know, we still looking good, feeling good, and ready to go outside. Period.
Yes, yes, yeah. Yes. The shit. Fuck y'all is.
Oh my god.
Oh my lord. And oh my lord. Yeah, yes. Sorry, y'all trying to throw me off. Ain't gonna happen. I'm a professional.
We ready to go outside. We ready to get back to work. We ready to just get in y'all chest.
What is the biggest? What is the? I guess the part you miss most about being outside or being able to just. How the world used to be. What you miss the most compared to now?
I miss walking outside without a mask on. I miss fucking going to the club, going everywhere, sitting in, dining in. I just miss everything about outside. Like, we get it, God, we get it. We gonna behave.
Does that affect how y'all record music, or not record, but release music? Like, Are y'all ever sitting with the label like, damn, I want to release this when outside is back open, or y'all just saying like, we gotta get we recorded this fire, we gotta get this out?
Well, you know, us and our label, we me and Carisha always wanted to release right away, and our label always wanted what was best for us. So they was always saying like, when the pandemic slowed down or this and that. When we realized that the pandemic wasn't slowing down, we was almost ready to release. And then, you know, rest in peace, George Floyd. Amar Aubrey and Breonna Taylor, all of that started going on. So the focus shifts to that. Like, we was 100% Black Lives Matter. So we wasn't focused on no album no more. And then all of a sudden, when it was like dying down, we got back into the groove of saying like, okay, these are the days that we're going to come with. And one day we woke up and our album was leaked. So
Jesus.
It wasn't really no conversation about.
As one of the artists that I guess everybody is looking at, like I swear to God, y'all aren't in. There isn't one girl's phone. I don't go through girls' phone anymore, but there isn't one girl's phone that doesn't have City Girls in it, right? So how does it feel, you know, being one of the top premier artists, and you know, you're preparing for this, for your whole rollout for your album, and it gets leaked? How does that feel? Like, what goes to mind?
Well, it's really like a hurtful feeling, being that we haven't been together in a long time, and we was preparing for this moment for like almost 2 years, and for it to just come out that way, it was real inconsiderate of whoever did it. But you know, we the City Girls, and we make it happen regardless. And you know, slow process better than no process. We're just ready to work and work it and push it and flip it back the other way around, because it's like upside down right now, but we're trying to flip it the way it needs to be flipped.
I like that. I like that. You guys are probably younger than me. I'm never going to ask a woman her age, but I'm 30, so I'm guessing you guys are younger than me, right?
Since when are you 30?
You're 31, lying, sorry. Bitch.
All right, relax. About?
Niggas,
I just got to this 31st floor. Relax. Wait,
let him lie. Don't be
right. No, that shit so cool. I'm 30. Like, no, we get it. You an actor. You gotta lie about your age, but not here. You don't gotta lie here.
Oh wow. Oh wow, Miles Jones. Wow. Okay. All right. So like I'm 31, so I'm guessing you guys are younger than me, right?
He's going to the bathroom break.
Okay. You guys are younger than me, right?
Yeah, we younger than you. Not so much younger than you. We younger than you.
But you're younger. But I'm
not so much younger than y'all. So
I was going to say, you know, being famous is kind of it's a weird thing, right? There's so many different things that come at you from different sides. And a lot of times it's a persona. They're coming at the persona that you play and not necessarily who you are, but they are still shooting at you as if you are the persona. So I want you to talk to us about kind of the real you versus your public persona. Like what is the two sides? If there are two sides, and how do you balance them both?
Well, you know, my entertainment side is just like, I guess, I don't know, like, I guess since I've been in prison, more thorough, more street, and like a hoe, I guess. I'm a city girl, that's what they say, but the real me is so like loyal, you know, sweet. I'm just a real person. I'm down, like, I'm a rider. That's the real me, and I don't be with the fuck shit. Ain't nothing a hoe about me. And, you know, whatever they think, whatever pays the bills, I don't give a fuck.
I feel like the when it comes to, I mean, I'm not a celebrity or anything, but when it comes to you being yourself behind closed doors, I feel like you probably are the happiest person at that moment when people are really recognizing for who you are, rather than the whole city girls concept, which is amazing because everybody loves it. But then, like Max said, they'll still bash that side, not knowing the real you. But when the real you wants to stick up, like, that's not even me, you can't really do that.
Meet us, they meet us, they love us so much because they be like, oh my god, I get to get the girl who everybody think that's like this, but she really like, this is my baby, you know what I'm trying to say? So mm-hmm. It's just a persona, and it's just like, oh my god, I knew that was gonna fucking happen.
Go ahead, tear it up, we don't care, tear it up.
On your side. No, I knew Mass was gonna do that, so I'm more. I ain't talking about you. No, I'm thinking, the beef ain't with you. I knew that this juice was gonna waste in here today.
I don't even know how
to. I also think that it's like, I say this all the time, like celebrities and athletes and stuff. I was like, people love a celebrity until they chill with them. Mm-hmm. And then they don't ever want to chill with them again. I feel like it's the opposite with you guys, even though people would love to chill with the city girls and that whole aspect of things. But when they chill with you outside of being the city girls, I feel like they probably love y'all even more.
Yeah, they definitely will love us even more. Like, the guys hate us and, oh, they did say that, and then they meet us and want to marry us.
Mm-hmm. I never hated you, JT. I never hated you, JT. I'd marry you off-rip. Miami was just closer to me, and she said her feet hurt. That's what that was. If you was right there, you know, that would have been your foot.
All right, Mouse. All right.
I do want to talk to you guys about imposter syndrome, right? Like, do you guys ever feel like you have to deal with, like, reverse imposter syndrome, where you guys have released this dope-ass music that touched women and, you know, dare I say, empowered women, and everybody, Twitter, the media, they've built this, or you've allowed them to build this view of you, like we were just talking about before. But do y'all ever feel like stuck in that? Like, when do y'all get to be Carisha? When do y'all get to be Jatavia? Like, when do y'all not have to be the city girls?
One thing about the city girls, we do what the fuck we want to do. We don't get on the internet. I'm going to tweet a love song today. They be like, JT, shut up. The city girls do whatever we feel. Like, a city girl is just a free spirit. Like, you do whatever you want to do. Like, city girls ain't all, we ain't beating up men all day now. Like, we just
half the day
living lavish, and we just want to be happy, live lavish, live good. And, you know,
we always being ourselves.
Just be yourself. Just be yourself. Yeah. And don't let no guy trick you, downplay you, or, you know,
I can't let no female do that to me neither, though. I gotta be a city boy sometimes too. I gotta know what I gotta deal with, and know how.
What Pop Smoke said? I ain't no city boy because I love my bitch. I be loving.
Rest in peace, Pop Smoke. For real, I love that part.
But to build on that, are you guys worried, or does it even become a thought process or a thought pattern? Where you guys kind of have been placed in society, like, right when history books are written in 5 to 10 to 20 years, you guys face are going to be right there, right along the Megs, right along the Cardis, right along these other powerful women that came at a transition in a moment and type of revolutionized, to kind of revolutionize somewhere. You said, ladies, embrace the free flowing side, embrace the whole side, embrace the side where you want to run up on these niggas and do what you want, be yourself. Is that like a daily thing on your mind? Do y'all even think about that, or y'all just too busy getting to how you get to it?
We too busy grinding. Like, we too busy, whatever they write in the books, that's on them. Like, you know, whatever society make it, we can't pick what society make it, because I don't personally know who gonna even write it. So I can't go up to you and say, erase this. No, so we just doing us, and that's just that. We just do us every day, all day.
All right, I got a fun question, right? For me, when I first started to move, I started to pop off and everything, the first crazy thing I bought was my mom. I bought my mom's a crib, right? And then I made sure Christmas was lit. When I say lit, I was like, nah, son, I was talking to Mouse and him about this a couple of episodes ago. It was my little 90210 money. I didn't have like, it was bread, but it wasn't like, but I was in every store. Hold on, like,
awesome, let me see your face. Oh, you is that boy. Oh, you had it was me. My little 90210.
Yeah, it was my, you know, my little 90210 money or whatever. But like, it was like, I would go in the Louis store, close my eyes and be like, let me pick a bag. Bop, that one is for my shorty. Close my eyes, pick a bag. Oh, that one's for my mom's. So like the first Christmas and that house for my mom's was the first like crazy buys that I did. What was y'all crazy buys? Like, what was y'all first real, like, I'm splurging buys?
I honestly, truly, I don't feel like I had no crazy buy yet, except for those chains, but that's like a part of the stage. Mm-hmm. You know, so I really didn't have a crazy buy yet. The world been closed this year. It haven't really been nothing to splurge on or to really like get crazy or to show off, you know? So I feel like me personally, I don't get no crazy buy.
You can splurge on me if you want.
Oh, like, Jesus Christ, smells.
If you want, that's up to you. I'm completely about empowering. Carisha, I do want to talk to you about motherhood and what that's been like amidst the pandemic, as well as, you know, this newfound fame. Like, how are you balancing all that?
I've been a mom. You know, I got two kids.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's easy because I got a lot of help, like, with my baby. With my son, I always had a lot of help, so it was easy for me. Like, he understands that I'm a rapper, I'm an artist, and I have to go to work. And sometimes I bring him to work, so he understands. So, majority of the time, he'll be at school anyway. And then when I was home, I take him to school and pick him up, so he understands for most part. And then with summer, ever since I had her, we've been, you know, quarantining. So, I've been at home with my kids. You know, I get to spend quite a bit of time, and I'm just, you know, I love motherhood. Like, I love it.
I was about to ask about that too, right? You know, I just had my child in December. So like during quarantine, you know, I've during this time, I was literally supposed to be shooting television show, but everything got shut down. So I've been able to spend all of this time with my daughter, you know, kind of just watch her grow. She's starting to say mama and everything, which I think is a fluke, Mouse. We got to talk about that. I really think that's a fluke.
It's a fluke.
Fucking fluke. It doesn't make any sense.
My kids said that at first, but that ain't
needed. All right, Mouse. All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
What has it been like? I know this quarantine, of course, it shut a lot of like our jobs down. But like, and the question is for both of you guys: has there been like a silver lining in this quarantine for you guys, and what has it been?
It's been crazy. I think everybody has experienced the same thing, honestly. Like, congratulations on your baby, by the way. But
thank you.
All just series like the same.
It's the same shit.
I mean, I feel like quarantine made everybody realize that it's
we all are the same as someone.
I feel like with this whole quarantine, because what it taught me is that we all wanted a little time off in life. Everybody's always asking for a break. But we knew we'd never get it. Everybody want to take that little time and not to have to deal with this and that. But I feel like this time we realized that we don't need this long of a break. And
some people need a break, but some people can't afford a break.
That's so
this
facts.
Pandemic was like a fucked up for a lot of people, absolutely. You know, but like for artists, like our main thing is touring. Our main thing is like that. Other people, the malls were closed. Some people work in the malls. You know, some people couldn't afford these breaks, and a lot of people's stuff was coming from other countries and packaging. Mm-hmm. We all want a break, but we realize we cannot afford.
Afford a break, absolutely, and that's why this life shit we can't take for granted. And every day that we do and are able to go outside and walk and, like she said, just go to the club and have a little bit of fun. We can't just think about it as, oh, we given that and we'll always have it, because that shit could be taken away the next day. And exactly. As we see.
Amen, Pastor.
Exactly. Because I can't wait to get out and hear some music and just, and people be like, yo, you always going out. I'm like, I might have told you no before, but as soon as this shit open up, I'm not going to tell
I'm
you
everywhere.
No.
I'm everywhere.
I can't wait to be late to somewhere. I can't wait. I need to go. Jesus. I can't wait. You invite me somewhere, I'm coming 10 minutes before the shit over. I swear to God. I'm coming. Let me ask you this, Miami. Since the quarantine and since you're at home with your older son who's in school, have you found yourself in like your mother or your father's position where like this homework is too fucking hard? Like they wasn't doing this when we was.
Oh my God.
This shit's so fucking hard. My 13-year-old, she right here. Literally, she be handing me the shit. I be handing it back too. Like, yo, stop playing with me, boy. Like. Like, they wasn't doing this when I was in seventh grade. I'm dead about to tell her, like, go outside and do what I was doing in seventh grade, because this is not the move. So, like, what's that subject right now that's kicking your ass?
Math. Not math is easy right now because he's doing a simple math, but it didn't get to that point yet where I'm like, I don't know. It just be like certain little stuff. It was math. It was something with math. I'm like, what the fuck is this? He like, mommy, I'm like, I'm so I become like, yo, can you send him the answer to this question right quick? Cause I ain't got time for this. But
and they got the nerve, and they be having the nerve to ask you like, you don't know the answer. No, you don't know the answer. And I don't know the answer. We both don't know the answer.
This shit being learning, it's fresh. Exactly. When you be out of school for a long time. When I used to walk out of class, I used to forget what I learned.
JT, I ain't gonna hold you. I'd be in the class forgetting. She just said it. She'd be like, now what was it? Bitch. God.
I was the one in the class that say, when it's my turn. If I miss Johnson, it's just, I'd be like, huh? Yep.
I can only imagine because parents always used to flip it on me. I'd be like, yeah, I don't notice. Well, why don't you notice? Why weren't you listening? Why don't you notice? Like,
You had me.
My baby is an honor roll student. So
Come on,
son.
Every grade period. Like, he's an honor roll student. AP honor roll student. So he know majority of the stuff. So if he really don't know, then I already be knowing. Like, I don't know it.
I told Mac the other day, because we was out of town, and my mom sent me the little screenshot. She was like, Mook made the honor roll again. And then she sent me another one. She was like, oh, she made the high honor roll. I said, well, I don't care what that blood test say. That can't be my baby. I ain't high nor
I don't even.
I ain't never been that close. I ain't never been that close to that shit ever in life. Speaking of like parents and parents and styles, have either one of y'all had one of those full circle moments? Like, you know, our parents would tell us growing up, like, you'll see. Have you reached that point, or have you come to a point where you've seen what they were talking about?
I'd be like, my mama was always motherfucking right. That's why I still run to my mama today, because I feel like my mama know all the answers. Because a lot of shit, I'd be like, man, damn, I wish I would have listened. I said this the other day. I was like, dang, I see what all the adults be talking about. And it'd be like, I be want to give, like, sometimes, see, I be like, man, them kids gonna do what the fuck they want to do anyways. But if they know what, they wouldn't be doing it. They wouldn't be doing it. Because
when you get older, you start looking back on everything and you be like, damn, I wish I never did that. Or damn, I could have did something better. But what would we be without mistakes and parents and adults?
Do you? And I guess there's a question for all of us. Because well, the answer for me is no. I asked the four of y'all. Do you feel like an adult yet? Like that term adult, like when we were growing up and everybody be like, oh, wait till you're an adult. Wait till you're an adult.
I had an adult moment.
I finally feel like a woman. Like at first I used to not feel like, before I went to prison, I didn't feel like a woman. But now being that I'm a woman, I live alone and I got my own shit. I feel like a woman. When I walk up my house, I'm grown. It's my shit. I take care of me. This is me. So, yeah, I finally feel like an adult. Sometimes I don't because I don't have babies yet. You know, I don't have children.
We was on the same level. We ain't got no kids. We ain't even got
some days I wake up childish as fuck.
Because we still can.
What's your grown woman song? Like you said in that moment, you walk in the crib and you like, this is my motherfucking house. I'm a grown ass woman. What is the grown woman song?
What's the grown woman song when I walk in my house? Oh my God. I don't know. Like.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weight loss. That's plushcare.com/weight loss.
It's gonna be some Fantasia song.
You don't want me, then don't talk to me.
Oh, that's my shit.
That was my young girl song. I was playing Fantasia when I was a little girl.
See, that's the problem with us. We grew up too early.
I grew up so fast. The last night, I ain't gonna lie, I was listening to Usher Superstar, and I was like, damn, I've got
it. Like, boom, 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 boom.
That's the
shit. Number one.
That's not the song.
That is the song. That's not the song.
No, that's number one, ain't it?
It's Superstar.
He's singing the interlude of it, not the actual song.
So, like, right now, I'm on that song, and I feel like grown. It's 16. I listen to Usher, old music, and I just be feeling like an adult sometimes. But some days I wake up childish. I'm any age I want to be.
Now, what about you, Miami? You, I mean, of course, you know. I feel like me and you both, we had kids young, so we'd have technically been adults forever. But you ever have those days you wake up like, am I an adult right now?
Yeah, I feel like I'm an adult because I got kids. Like, it's always mommy, mommy, mommy. If I felt like I was my son, then mommy reminding me, like, I always feel like an adult because I got responsibilities 24/7 all day.
What about you, Mac and Ryan?
I'll speak first because I don't got no kids. So some days I wake up wild, childish, like don't want to get up. I look at my emails. I'll be half-assed on emails. I'll do dumb shit. But then there's moments like today when I wake up and that American Express card just comes in the mail and it's like, oh, okay, you got bills. You got to pay this rent on this coast. You got to pay this rent on that coast. And people's them emails is to make you more bread. So. Those are my adult moments, but I definitely damn sure wake up like I ain't doing shit today. And nobody can tell me shit.
If I get kicked out of this bitch, it's only me getting kicked out.
It's fact. That's a fact. Like, nobody else got to worry about it.
Like, if I get kicked out of here, it's only me, child. I'm child.
And I feel for us, too, we don't have those moments where it's the mommy, daddy moments. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody waking me up out of my dream. My dream is going to be my dream. I don't got kids when I went to sleep, and I don't got them when I wake up.
You be eating White Castle though, so other shit be waking you up out your sleep.
Yeah, exactly. That's bubble guts.
What about you? What about you, Matt? Because you're like right in the middle. Like your baby's still brand new.
Yeah. No, but I've felt like an adult since I was about 15, 16, right? Like when I was on the wire, nigga, I had my own apartment. I was 16 years old with my own apartment in Baltimore. Like having to wake up, I had my older sister, like you had to have a guardian out there. So my older sister was out there or my older brother was out there, but it was really like they were my roommates that didn't pay rent. You know, I've had my own spot for real since I was 16, paying bills and all of that probably before that. So, at a very, very young age, you know, just been hustling and all of that shit. That's it.
Fair. Now, ladies, and I know it's a little different for you, Miami, so, but I will pose a question to both of y'all. Is dating not just as celebrities, but as the city girl, like, is that rough? Like, do y'all feel like y'all get to meet anybody that really wants to get to know y'all, or do y'all have such a strenuous process to even get to know you that whoever's left standing, you know they're there for you?
That's how I feel. Like, if you fucking with me, I know you gotta be here for me, because I am wild. What the fuck? I leave like, what the fuck? Like, I gotta go. If you stick enough, you gotta be for something, because I ain't giving you nothing but problems.
A woman after my own heart.
Mouse, relax. Jesus Christ.
You know I like that toxic shit, boy. You know I'm for that. Fuck all that healthy relationship shit. Give me toxic. I know we in it forever.
Miami, what about you?
Wait.
Oh, she got a happy home. You're not fucking that up. She said what? Not the guys next door. Right. Y'all not fucking my happy home.
She said, I am happy. I found him.
What was the question? Like, if somebody's dating us, like,
I know I have my guard up. It'd be like,
is it hard for people to get to know us, or do they don't like us because we just city girls?
No, it's hard to get to know me, because I'm be like, I feel like, what happened?
Oh, we see.
I gotta like you. You can't like me. That's the thing. Like me,
see,
I don't really like you. It's like, well, you act right, and I don't really like you. I gotta like you for me to even give you a chance. So. If I like you, I like you. If you're uncle, for why you want to talk to me, I like you.
All right, Che, see? Relax. Che, see? Relax. Che, you relax.
Che, how long I've been saying that shit? Women don't be liking us. You got to wait till they like you to like them back. I keep telling y'all that.
It's literally the only way it works. If I don't have interest in you first, it's a whole dub. You're not getting past step one. Matter of fact, you're not making it into the community. Like, I'm not letting you win. Right.
I feel like that's my problem. I'll be liking y'all. and then the minute y'all...
Like,
by the time you like me, I don't like you no more.
It be like that sometimes, though, for real.
And that goes to my question. Does like do regular guys have chances these days? Because I mean, I get asked the same question. I'm not even a celebrity, but when it comes to girls, they're like, does your girl got to be in the industry? Does your girl have to do this? But when it comes to y'all are full blown celebrity. So does a regular dude actually, can you even get in your bubble to fuck with you?
Like, it be regular dudes out here that really got money. Like, they really own their shit. Like, they got the same
facts,
thing.
Facts.
For real. Like,
it's the same thing. And off camera, like, I ain't gonna lie, I give regular vibes. Like, I'm so motherfucking regular in my house, and like, to the point, if a person thought they was like on this status, when they start fucking with me, they be like, damn, we vibing. Like, we just regular. Like, I just give you that vibe like that. Yeah. So I don't act like a celebrity.
Yeah, outside of your normal.
I mean, you just like, I mean, yeah, because like dating, everybody got the same shit, change.
Yeah, like dating a celebrity ain't always what you think it is either. Like, they humans at the end of the day, like they just got money. They just a celebrity. Like, it's all the same shit.
They don't even be having money all the time.
Talk about it.
niggas be out here with a lot of Instagram followers and fake chains. That's it.
Capping.
Okay, well, since we're there, let me ask you this. Since you say you're regular, when was the last time y'all prayed for a nigga, right? Like, just prayed for him, like you said. Let me say a prayer, right? Because nowadays, all the women, they've elevated and They be saging and shit, giving us a besto.
Saging.
Waving,
shit.
Waving feathers. When was the last time JT or Young Miami, when was the last time y'all prayed for your nigga or a nigga? Like, just prayed for him?
This morning.
What you pray about for me?
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Tell me. I want to know.
You set it up.
I want to know. Tell me. What you so got so I can tell him to hurry up? Mm-hmm.
He said, pray for our niggas.
Yeah.
No, I pray for everybody I love this morning. Like, I just was in that type of mood, like a spiritual mood. And I was listening to gospel music. And I prayed for, you know, her. I pray for the goddess in my life. I pray for everybody this morning. So I pray for people I love all the time. I pray for before I go to bed. Like, that's just me. I'm gonna always pray for you.
But do you feel like in any relationship in your life that before you got into that relationship, you sat down and was like, look, I need to find this, I need to find that. Please, can you send this in my life when I'm ready? And it actually happened to you?
I don't know. I be talking to God about God just be like, this what you need right here. Mm-hmm. Come on, here you go. And I just like, dang, God, I ask for this. But I don't be complaining. I just go with the flow.
I won't complain. See?
All right. I get that.
What about you, Miss Young Miami? When was the last time you prayed for a nigga?
I don't pray for niggas. I never in my life prayed for no nigga. Like,
I love
nigga,
it.
Nigga just on his own? Just he just out here got to be in this world. Not you not covering him in prayer?
Oh,
not
you saying I'm praying for my nigga?
Yes.
I don't get the question. You're thinking that you saying praying for a nigga. Oh, pray for your man. Like, do you pray for him at night?
Oh, yeah, of course. Like, to keep him safe. Make sure you come home to this motherfucking baby. Shit.
That's a fact. That is a fact.
That is a fact.
Y'all ever woke up in the middle of the night and your mom just got that big ass hand on your forehead and she like praying? Like, what the hell going on over here?
No, Mouse, that's only you.
It's only your house.
So y'all mothers ain't pray for y'all?
Yeah,
my mother's
but not like no.
Yeah, not no hand on my head.
I'm about to say, listen, my mother's Dominican. What she does when I'm not around, it's I don't even want to know.
I don't want to know either. Fuck that.
Not even want to ask.
So listen, I know y'all a little younger than us, but I think everybody know about Moesha, right? Y'all, everybody know and love Moesha, right?
Yeah.
So I want to know if the City Girls and their crew was the main cast of Moesha. If they casted y'all for the new group, for the new show Moesha 2021, who's who?
I want to be Moesha. I don't even know what Moesha is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You don't fuck with Moesha?
I'm not saying I don't fuck Moesha. I don't know what it is. I don't know. I never watched that show.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess we got Moesha then.
JT, why you want to be Moesha? She was a fucking terrorist.
Because she was the star of the show.
Mm.
That was
told special. You. Told you.
I mean, I mean, the villain was, I guess, the star of the show, and that she was just terrible.
Yeah.
But she wasn't. And I'm so glad they brought Moesha back.
That's what you'd be in there. You'd be Netflix and you'd be in the Netflix.
I haven't had the time to sit around and watch it yet. Like, I haven't, but I started the episode like from the very beginning, and it looks so older now. So it's like, you know, I just try to watch The Grinch. It just seemed so old. Like, I can't watch old TV no more.
Now, y'all friends in real life. Like, just like us. Like, we really fuck with each other in real life. Like, it's not just some shit we turn the lights and the mics on and we hear. Like, y'all friends in real life. If a nigga violate one of y'all, who's the one to really, like, set it off on him? Like, who's the tougher friend to get by? Is it JT or Miami? JT, you be on a nigga head for fucking up, huh?
She's so funny. She be arguing with my boyfriend. He had to block her new No, you know what made me mad with him though? He's so out and hurried up and blocked. People, I can say something back. Oh my God, I was so mad. I was like, what, Carisha? He was like, fuck, Carisha. I started taking back.
I tried to text back. It was not delivering. I was calling. It was blocked. I was like, oh, he knew I was going to lay him out. But he had blocked my number. And I didn't even say shit. All I was just like, where is Carisha? He's just so fuck Carisha and blocked me. And I know my message did not go through. And I had just got out of chair and I was like, you know, me and Sasa hadn't met yet. Like, now we starting to, like, I'm starting to get to know him. I didn't know him at first, but now I fuck with him because I know him now. Like, I'm getting to know him. But back then, I didn't know him at all. All I know was this person with tattoos in his face and tattoos on his head. And, you know, he was loud all the time. So I'm like, I don't know who he think he is. And I tried to text looking for Carisha, and he texted me back and said, fuck her.
What, Miami, what you did to piss him off that day? That nigga only do that when we pissed off.
I don't know what
talking shit. You know, I'm from Miami, so my mouth crazy.
I think that's the thing we like, because we all from New York, so all women talk shit.
Talk to me crazy.
So aggressive, like they is aggressive on the.
You would see a New York girl with a pretty ass face. Speak your mind.
You right.
You find the hoes. They be all right. This is a hoe friendly podcast.
Yeah,
friendly, bitch friendly, all of that.
So bad, pretty face, good bodies, and when they talk, they be aggressive as fuck, and I'll be like this. Oh, but
yo, you ever get it? Yo, you.
I know they don't play with y'all up north.
That's why I live in the West.
That's why I told you I like a toxic relationship. Tell me to shut up, son. Dead ass. Tell me to shut up, dead ass. So I'll be like, what?
Miami girls, we gonna tell you more to shut up. We gonna.
Now y'all get
first of all,
way crazier than New York girls, because y'all gonna call a nigga a puss ass nigga and all that shit. I'm like, first of all,
fun boy ass nigga, bitch, you ain't shit. Oh, you sit around.
Wait, you call niggas fun boys?
No, go ahead, say it again.
You can't. Oh my god.
That's my man. When I'm pissed off, you all that, and then guess what? 30 minutes later, I'm like, what you doing, baby?
I kind of like that.
What you doing, baby? Wait, tell Brittany to tell me where y'all at. I'm about to Uber Eats y'all something right now.
All right.
Want something. Y'all want some finger licking or something? I don't know what's open.
Not in Miami right now. We are actually in Atlanta.
Oh, I'm about to send y'all some American Deli.
Okay. Send it to us tomorrow because I got food right now.
All right. I'm Brittany, make sure to remind me. I'm putting it in my calendar right now. Put a little bit of extra on JT's. I'm not about to fight with no nigga that got tattoos on his head. Outside, I don't want no problems, okay?
No problem.
All right, well, listen. We thank y'all for kicking it with us. We do got two more segments to go through. We got one listener letter that we want you to help us with. And then we're going to put a song on the playlist and we're going to get up out of here. That work for y'all?
Yeah.
All right. Che. What letter do you have? Well, Che, while you're getting a letter together, listeners at home, for all you goddamn mooches and be listening for free and don't want to pay for us on Patreon, make sure you send an email to guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. That's guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. If you want your letter read on air, make sure you put your own fake name in the subject line, or Che is going to read what's in front of her. Also, if you're writing about a relationship question, doesn't have to be, but if it is, make sure you send a picture of you and the person you're writing about. Why? Because I don't want to give fat girl advice to a skinny girl, and I don't want to give ugly nigga advice to a good looking nigga. I want to keep shit balanced out here. All right. So Che, what we got?
All right. So the title of this one is called Newton's Fourth Law. Niggas come back around.
Oh, brother.
What?
Yeah. So this isn't exactly like the person is not in a relationship. It's just a general question. So it says, I don't have a relationship question for myself, but it's a general one that applies to all my past relationships and that of my girlfriends. Why do men always come back around? Could it be months? It could be months as early as a few weeks or even late as a year, but somehow men always inch their way back into your lives after you've ended it. Even when they're the ones to end the relationship/entanglement. Are they looking for an ego to stroke, miss you, bored? And let me be clear when I say come back around. It could be as explicit as texting and calling you, or as casual as suddenly liking your pictures again, liking your tweets, or even responding to your IG stories. I find this behavior manipulative and confusing, and healing women who have not fully gotten over the situation can be susceptible to this behavior and fall back in. I'm at a point where I'll literally expect it to happen, hence the subject of this email, and it always does. Some insight and maybe even y'all sharing your experiences, whether you're guilty of this, would be appreciated. Love, Jordan from Miami.
Wow.
Whatever.
Fuck Jordan. Not for you, Jordan. Well, I don't know, like, why guys always come around. I know some girls who be a nappy and a nigga never look back at them, and they just keep messing with the guy. But I feel like when the guy come back around, it's when they see you getting prettier, or you getting more money, or they don't want to see you elevate without them. They want to be a part of it. So if a guy ever come back around, you doing something right. Like,
or your pussy is just amazing, and
you want to come back to that. You got that. No pussy talk, of course, but they could be bored too. But if a nigga no more, then they just ain't fucking with you. And if they come back, it's something about you that they missing. Kiss a vibe. Yeah, something about you. But I know vibes. And some bitches just get left.
I ain't gonna hold you. If you was with a nigga for over a year, y'all had mad raw sex and all of that, and y'all break up and he just done with you, you was bad vibes. Like, you was bad vibes.
That's the fact.
Because
and all the time, they don't be done with us, we be done with them. Because if I don't like you no more, ain't no coming back around. If you can't even like my picture because I'm going to block you. Like, Cool.
You could block me all you want. I'm going to still spin the block.
That's a fact. Yeah, you're not even block me if you want
to. There's mad ways to spin the block.
Yes, stop playing.
He irks me. Everything he do, so I don't ever get on that side of me. Like, you better stay on this side. Because when you get on that side, like, all right, you go. Everything I ever said,
So basically what you're telling me is just let you break up with me every time. Don't even break up with you. Just let you
she's not going to break up with you because me and JT already have a connection. So whatever. I guess you're talking about hypothetically.
Hypothetically speaking.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah. Cool.
Whatever's in your dreamy ass mind, cool. We're going
to
keep
fight, it. I'll fight my brother over JT. I'm not about to play with you. I'll fight my brother over JT.
That's cool.
JT, you about to break up the guys next door and I'm okay with it. Hey. Let me pack my shit now. JT, call the Uber. I'm coming.
Jeez. All right, baby. Just whoever win the fight.
I ain't lost yet.
I love it.
At this point in time, I don't even want to fight with my hands no more. Just get rid of you.
Nigga, you in LA. I'm going to have them niggas do an earthquake on your stupid ass. I'm like, earthquake it up, Dr. Robotnik.
Wow.
Nah, but dead ass, like, if a nigga really, like, I'm not, yo, this show me a reason I could go into why a nigga not gonna, like JT said, like, you might leveled up. And if I was with you before the level up, I deserve some of you on the level up. Like, fuck you talking about? Like, if I loved you when you was just and now you look mad the fuck good, are you dumb? I'm coming spinning the block. Like, what's up? Like, you look mad good now.
That happen like that. Y'all be playing us, and when y'all leave us, we start good.
That's y'all fault. That's y'all fault. Why didn't you realize that you was just aight when you was with me? I deserve more than just aight. So why did you?
That's the question on that letter. Damn it, you got that snapback. That mean you looking good.
Mm-hmm.
That mean he likes something that he sees. Or whatever he left you for ain't all that. Yeah.
That's a fact. That's all right. I'm going to come back. And you better open up the door. I got chicken wings.
Yo, stop talking.
You like flats. Yo, you know, I got it.
Stop talking to her, bro. Dead ass. Like, now you violating me, bro. Like, dead ass, bro. Like, on everything I love, stop playing with me like that. All right. Well, y'all know that's how y'all get the letters to us. Make sure you send the letter to guynextdoor123@gmail.com. Make sure you do everything I just said 5 seconds ago. Now, ladies, before we let you out of here, because we know you got things to do, we have something here at Guy Next Door called the Get the Drawers playlist. It's a playlist that you play right before you get the drawers or give up the drawers, however you look at it. So what song would the City Girls put on the Get the Drawers playlist?
What's my song? What you think?
When you give up the drawers, what's the song you want to hear?
I can't be my own song?
No, the rule is it can't be your own song because Mac will put his own song on every time. So
Wow. Every time, though?
The song, it's just a song we like or a song for certainty. Like, which song?
It's a song that you play to set the mood.
You know, when you gotta...
Yes.
Yeah. Backshot Mania. What song is getting played?
I like Tank. When we
there we go. That's a good one.
That's actually a really good one.
That's a really good one. Yeah, my big brother Tank.
Have y'all ever been in that? You ever been in that mood, and the nigga played a wrong song?
I know.
What is it, Miami? It's a meeting in my bed.
We'll put that after this. Have a meeting. I'm gonna have a quick meeting.
Yo, chill out. Chill out, dick seller.
Wow.
All this nigga do is get on here and sell dick. Yo, relax, bro. Wow.
Salesman.
It ain't on sale.
That's all niggas do is sell fucking dick. I'm tired of it. And I get blamed. This is the fucked up part. Ryan and Mac do all the dick selling on the podcast.
But in the fucking
DMs, Mouse, all you do is sell dick. I don't be saying nothing. Fuck wrong with y'all?
Did you not just hear this whole interview of you just trying to sell it? All this time?
I'm trying to sell a lifestyle, a life. I want to have a life with her, not just a moment. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Y'all is crazy.
I want a good toxic entanglement. We have a good little toxic relationship for about 6 to 8 months, and then you leave me and rap bad about me on the next album. That's all I want.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right.
Well, right. we do thank you, ladies, for kicking it with us. We appreciate y'all coming next door. So let the people know, let all the Hakeems of the world know how they can support the City Girls. What's next?
First of all, we need all the Hakeems to go buy our album. And secondly, we need the Hakeems to we need to get a Cash App.
That's a fact. That is a fact.
I will tag your Cash App to the title of this shit.
That is a fact.
Nah, I don't want to give away my personal Cash App. But yeah, we're going to have a Cash App for y'all probably soon. Like, so
I'm going to put up mine and then I'll just send it to you. I got you.
Stop talking.
Yo, this nigga, Ryan.
Yo, mute him,
collect
Che.
And send.
Mute this nigga, Che, bro. Alright, well, y'all know City Girls out now. Mixtape out now. Make sure y'all support what they got going on. Make sure y'all stay tuned in with them. And as for us, make sure you follow, rate, subscribe, leave a comment if you are listening to us on Apple Podcasts. Make sure y'all niggas put some snaps on the Petro. Go to the Patreon and pay for some of this good exclusive content we got over there. Mm-hmm. Patreon.com/GuysNextDoorPod. Make sure you follow us on Instagram and Twitter, GuysNextDoorPod. And I think that is everything. And if not, y'all know it by now. Y'all been listening to us for all this time. City Girls, one more time. Thank y'all for fucking with us. We appreciate y'all coming next door.
Appreciate you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.